Okay, Simon Tes Vav Sif Zion. Yeah, so Im Ain Tisha, they were talking about minion, what you need a minion for, etc. Im Ain Tisha If nine don't listen to the Shliach Tzibur, Lo Yamar Klal Kaddish, then you can't say Kaddish at all. He called Dovr Shabikadusha, Ain Amar Pachas Meyasara. You can't do any Dovr Shabikadusha less than 10. Dahainu Echad, Omer V'Tisha Shaymin. One says, and nine listen. We call Mokam im echad me asara mispal tfilah shmoneh esrei, but if one of them is davening shmoneh esrei, aval pi she'eino yochel la'anis imon, then mitzaref, then it works. But he says only one. Right? This is the shaila that always comes up by Ma'ariv. There's one guy davening long, and there's only 10 people in the minyan, and everybody wants to leave, right? So we say that it's yeah. So then we you can if one guy davening, you're allowed to. What?
Four,
What's
not four answering. I mean, not
that?
four,
No, he's
six,
getting to that.
six
He's getting
answering.
to that. Initially,
Oh, all right.
not the one, right? Initially, one, meaning one could be davening, right?
One out.
Then he says, "For who adin, l'shnayim v'shloisha v'arba kol she'nishar haroiv she'ainin." As long as there is a majority that answer, right? Ain hamiyat ma'akeves. So the miyat is not ma'akev. I will im echad mehen yashin, but if one of them is sleeping, tzrichin lakita, then you have to wake him up. Ki hayashin ain't a mitzaref la'asara, because a yashin, somebody who's sleeping, is not mitzaref la'asara. All right. So he this I'm not sure why the kitzer splits it. It goes with one and then with one and then with four. Why doesn't he just say four? All right. So why does he write it this way? And why doesn't he just say if there's as long as there's six people answering, then that's enough? He says first one, and then
Maybe
he
it's
goes
better.
to.
Maybe it's better
I
if you
mean,
have
it's
nine
certainly
answers
it's you know it's
and
certainly
you have
better.
two.
This whole thing's a machlokes. The Mishnah
Yeah.
Berurah is not so pro this as far as I remember. There's certainly what to rely on, but it's not. He's not so pro. The Shiloh also that gets in is what happens if you have nine people that are not. I mean, I don't want to be mekatreg chas v'shalom, but how many people are really paying attention to the Kaddish? Right. The question is how you understand the word shaman. They're listening, meaning they're listening and concentrating, or not. Okay.
I
Nice.
mean, not talking
La.
and answering is listening, no?
No, you could answer without having any idea what you're answering to. Right.
This is also repetition.
No, he's talking about Kaddish.
So
Zohar
this is
Sheshatz
not
is,
okay.
yeah. He's talking about Kaddish here. Although there are those that say the official Zohar Sheshatz works also, right? I mean, well, it ultimately it works. Ultimately, it works. You have a roiv. You don't even need a ruba de minka. You don't even need seven. All you need is six. Anyway, so la'achar shomer shliutim chatzik Kaddish. That's up to Chesna. After the Shliach Tzibur says Chatzi Kaddish, Amar B'Korom Baruch Hu Hashem Mevayrach. He says Baruch Hu, V'Tzibur Einin Baruch Hashem Mevayrach Li Yadlam Vayr. And then the Tzibur answers Baruch Hu, V'Baruch Hashem Mevayrach Li Yadlam Vayr. V'Shliach Tzibur Gam Ki Baruch Hashem Mevayrach Li Yadlam Vayr. Why? Why does the Shliach have to? Shliach Tzibur says everybody should bench Hashem, and everybody says okay, Baruch Hashem Mevayrach Li Yadlam Vayr. Why does the Shliach Tzibur repeat? Right, Shalom. He shouldn't exclude himself from the klal. Because he's telling them, okay, everybody should say a bracha to Hashem, and then he himself didn't say the bracha. Because all he did was tell everybody to do that. Right, so that's why he repeats it after that. Now that's why the Chazan shouldn't wait till the Tzibur finishes. He should say it while the tzibur is saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu. He should also. The problem is Yom Narayim, at least the nusach that I do, it's sort of you're supposed to sort of wait. So I don't know exactly how that works. There are those that are noyig to say after Baruch Hashem, after the Chazan says Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Ved, the answer Amen. Al Shliach Tzibur lo yana Amen Acher HaKahol, but the Shliach Tzibur should not say Amen after the Kahol Acher Amidas HaKahol. If a Shliach Tzibur marach the Nigan Baruch Hu, if he's marach in the Nigan Baruch Hu, Aimrim HaKahol Yisbarach. And you should you shouldn't say it only when he's singing. Right, when he's actually saying the words, don't say anything. Then you have to listen to what he says. Okay, I think most are not knowing that. Right, even if you didn't hear from the Shliach Tzibur that he said Baruch Hu, all he heard was to say Baruch. Meaning you come late to shul and you hear the tzibur answering, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you're allowed to answer. Yachol gam hu lanes iman, you can answer them, even though you didn't hear the chazan say, Baruch Hu. Right? Fine. Test. HaKadusha should be yaitzer, yesh lahad olamar betzibur. This is another thing that people, I mean, I try to be makvid, but I'm not, I don't do it too often. The Shliach, the Kedusha in Yotzer, right? Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Hashem. Baruch Kvod Hashem. How does it go? Baruch Hashem. How do you go? Baruch Kvod. Baruch Shem. No, not Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem. No, I don't even remember. Anyways, so you should try and say that with the Tzibur. Then if not possible, then you say it B'Yechidus. But that's not simple at all. Really, it's not pashut to say Kedusha, not the one in Nevelat Zion, and not the one in Birchas Kriya Shema. It's really not pashut at all to say it by yourself. That's why you need to try and say it with the Tzibur. Now, the thing is, should you skip? Yesterday or 2 days ago, we learned about skipping Psukah de Zimra. Should you skip Psukah de Zimra in order to do this? Right? It's mashma, I think, as far as I remember, it's mashma that you should. Because it's very important to say it with the tzibur, and that would be enough. That would be enough to skip. I personally don't do that. I'm not so sure I am correct on that. Because you dominate a very slow minion.
Why skip? Why not just stay in the middle? So it is Zimra.
No, but anyway, you have to say it yourself again. Right, when you say Birchas Kriya Shema, you have to say it yourself again. Right, just saying it yourself is not pashut at all. Right. Fine. Yud. Im ein be beis haKnesses rak minyan mitzumtzum. If in the beis haKnesses there's only a minyan mitzumtzum, only 10. Also lechol echad mehem lotzeis, nobody's allowed to leave. And if you do leave and you abandon the minyan, Nemar va'izvei Hashem yichlu. Those that leave Hashem should be done. Aval im yishru asara, but if there are 10 left, yichayim kvar shamu baruch hu kedushim v'kadeshim ad lachar aleinu. If there's 10 left, then the extra ones are allowed to leave, but not if you're going to miss baruch hu and the Kedusha and the Kedeshim that come after Aleinu. With the Eved, Im Lo Nisharu Asara, with the Eved, if there's no 10 left, Yechayin Ligmur Gam B'Lo Yasara, you're allowed to finish without 10. Rakshi Yu Roiv Minyan, as long as you have Roiv Minyan. Em Einyin Sheskilu Basara, if Esainyin Sheskilu Basara, meaning, if let's say you started Chazaras Hashatz and a guy left, and now he left you with only 9 people or even 8 people, even 7 people. As long as you have 6 people, he can continue finishing Chazaras Hashatz. Because once you start with a minion, you're allowed to continue even if the minion disbanded. And you can even say Kedusha, meaning Tuchening. But if it's Kayanim there, meaning like an Eretz Yisrael, you can't duchen, or in Yom Tov in Chutz Aretz. And also, They don't say Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei ki Yahema Inyanim Achirim because they're different Inyanim. Kakos of Pichodesh Vayim Achronim Zochron LeBracha. Right, so even though it's interesting because the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei is really part of the Shmoneh Esrei. You're saying Tiskavo that you want your tefillahs to be accepted. Let's say he started laning with 10, Vyatsa Garman is the Kriya, finished the Kriya. Aval ain't my sifin, but you can't add. Vagam ain't mean you can't add aliyas, Vagam ain't Karan Lamafti, you can't have a maftir, Ella Achrin, Shabaminian Akruim, the one that got the last aliyah, Kairis, Aftarah, Belev Brachas, he reads Aftarah without Brachas. Fine. Ashliach Tzibur, all right. Tzar Shia Hagun. Shia Tzibur needs to be proper. Shenemar Nosna Alai Bekoila Al Kosin Esiyah. V'amr Rezena Zafan Al Rochon. Zah Shia Tzibur. Shena Hagun V'yorah Dufnei Ateva. That's somebody who's not, should not be Chazen, and he goes, anyways, V'eza Hagun. What does it mean, a proper Chazen? Zah Shehu Reikon Me Averus. It's somebody who is empty from Averus. Upirkoi Noah. And he has his beard is nice. I mean, he looks nice. Pirish shaloi yete alav shem ra afilu biyadu. So he doesn't have a bad reputation even when he's young. Veshu anav and he's humble. Umerutzal kol the tibur wants him. She eskimu the tefilas that they mask him to his tefilas. Yesh loy neima v'kol orev and he has a sweetness and he has a nice voice. Shemoisha chalev. That pulls the heart for Raga Likras Batara Naviyam Aksuvim, and he learns Torah Naviyam Aksuvim, Kadesh Yopsukim Shabbatvilus and Durim Apiv, so that he's able to pronounce the words properly. The main Matsian Mishi Yaboy Kalamida Salalu, and if he doesn't have, if you don't find anybody who has all these Midas, which it's a tall order, right? Yivchru Asatayim Shabbat Bachachma Masim Taim. Choose the best. A person should not daven in front of the teva, meaning in, for the homage, without the ratzon hakol. And anybody who davens without permission because of his power, you don't even answer amen after his bracha. That's a play on words that a crook who makes a bracha is really being against Hashem. Yud Gimel. Ein Maman of the Sheikh Tibur Kavua El Mishin Nismal Zakana. You have to have somebody who has a full beard. Right? Now it doesn't mean that he has to have a beard. I mean, for your Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we try and have him have a beard. But he doesn't have to have a full beard. I mean he has to have the ability to grow a beard. Then it's not a Shtei Cyrus thing. Shtei Cyrus is just for him to be Bar Mitzvah. He should have an ability old enough that he grows, that he can grow a beard. But if it's just temporary, as long as he's 13 and a day, then he's allowed to go in front of the table. He's allowed to be the chazan. So this could come up in sometimes those that are educated ask this question in elementary school. In eighth grade, you have seventh and eighth graders. They can't grow beards, right? So, and they're steadily the chazanim. So that lechayr is against the halacha. It's only it can only be the chazanim sometimes, not all the time. So, but I guess when there's no choice. You have to be mechanech them. You're trying to be mechanech them how to be chazanim. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop. Over there, everybody should have a fine night.
So, Rabbi Stein, based on some of the things that you were just explaining at work, when we're lucky enough to have a minion, some of those people are doctors, so they can't really be counted on to stay for the minion because sometimes they get a page and they got to go run to a patient.
Right.
So, if we have 10, does that mean we should do a hechi kedusha to make sure we at least get a kedusha in while we have a minion?
No, once you start Chazaras HaShatz and they leave, you could continue.
Well, I know, but I'm saying there's the Chachila and there's Bidyevin.
I'm saying if there were 10 there and you started, so then you just finish.
Okay, so it's not worth like instituting a thing where if we only have 10, we always do a Hechi.
I would definitely think you should do a Hecha Kedusha if you think that there's guys that are going to leave, then that's probably
smart. It does happen from time to time.
Yeah, I would think that's probably a good idea. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Fine. Okay, have a good night.